सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवित्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So we have seen Kapil Bhagwan has given the instruction of bhakti in Sankhya Darshan from chapter number 25 to 32, 8 chapters. And we have studied or seen in detail. This is the last chapter of Canto 3. Now, when she heard about all the bhakti's knowledge and whatever the instruction given by Kapil Bhagwan, so what happened to Devuti? Maitriji said, Vistrasta Moha Patla. She was free from moha, delusion. The wrong understanding was all over. And after that she started praising Kapil Bhagwan. She said, you are the cause of Brahmaji. Brahma means Aja. Aja which is not born. Brahmaji came out of the navel of Bhagwan Vishnu. She is comparing that you are that Vishnu. Because Kapil Bhagwan is also Vishnu avatar. So she is saying you are that Vishnu. And Brahmaji is the source of whole Brahmanda. And you are source of Brahmaji. You are source of Brahmaji. You are Aniha. Aniha means actionless. You don't do anything. As a supreme Brahman, you don't do anything. Atarka Sahastra Shakti. You have inconceivable power. Inconceivable power. And you are Atma Ishwar, ruler of all Jiva. The ruler of all Jiva you are. You carry on creation, sustenance and dissolution of the whole Brahmanda. In you all universe disappear. The whole universe disappear in you. And you are born from my womb. See. You are born by my womb. And at the end of the kalpa, you lie on the banyan leaf, sucking your own toe. Why sucking your own toe? Because you are Satchidananda. You are enjoying your own ananda. You are Satchidananda. And you take avatar whenever there is a requirement for it. Whenever it is increasing our dharma, or dharma is to be established, you come. This time also you have taken avatar. It is Kapil avatar. Earlier you have taken Bala avatar and Martar avatar and different avatar you have taken. But this time you have taken avatar as a Kapil avatar, and the purpose is it is called Gyan Avatar. Gyan Avatar means for the purpose of showing the people the path of Sankhya Darshan so that people can realize the truth. And it was said by Naam Jap or Namaskar, bowing down, or Smaranam, remembering. Even a papi can become a sadhu. Even a papi can become a sadhu. And if somebody gets the darshan of yours, then he will be fulfilled. and even the low one, even the chandal, even if he takes the name of the Lord, he is also elevated. So you are Vishnu, you are Param Brahma, and you are the source of all Vedas. All Vedas are coming from you only. After that, her prayer was over, hymn was over, then Maitriya Uvacha. Now the Maitri is saying what happened thereafter to Devuti and Kapil. Devuti and Kapil, what happened? That discussion is now coming.
Maitreya Uvacha, Idito Bhagavanevam, Kapilakhya Parapuman, Vacha Viklaveti Aha, Mataram Matrivatsalaha.
Idito praised. Idito means praised. Who praised? Devuti praised. Whom? Kapil Bhagavan. Bhagavan evam Kapilakhya. Evam, this way, Devuti praised Kapil Bhagavan. Who is this Kapil Bhagavan? Parapuman. Parapuman, supreme being. Supreme being. Then Vacha Abhiklabhya. Abhiklabhya. Then Kapil Bhagavan said, how? Abhiklabhya. Abhiklabhya means grave. He spoke seriously. Seriously. Aha. Amrita said, to whom? Mataram. Mataram, mother. Matravatsala, very affectionate to mother. So Kapil Bhagavan said some few sentences seriously to Devuti. So Lord Kapil is perfect. His exhibition of affection to his mother was complete. He replied respectfully with due gravity and good manner. Perhaps the last two verses of Kapil Bhagavan, what he said. Next.
Kapila Yuvacha Margenanena Mataste Suseveno Ditena Me Astitena Param Kastam Achirada Varotsasi.
Margena Anena. Anena means this. Marg means this path. Margena, this path. Matahate. Mata means, O mother, to you, whatever I have said. Susebena. Susebena means easy to execute. It's very easy mark. Bhakti mark is very easy mark. Susebena. Uditena me. Uditena means as instructed by me. So the bhakti mark which I instructed you is very easy to follow. Asthitena. Asthitena being performed. Astitena. Param kashtam. Param kashtam, if you follow this, you will reach that param kashta, supreme goal. Param kashta, the final. Kashtam is the limit. After that, there is nothing more to be known. Param kashta. How long will it take? Achirat. Achirat. Very soon you will get. Der nahi lagega. Achirat. Avarotsasi. Avarotsasi, you will get it. You will gain. You will attain. You will attain that supreme goal. And it is very easy. Oh, mother, I have given you a kind of spiritual discipline that is easy for you to practice. By practicing it, you can easily become liberated in this life. In this life. Here and now you can get it. So bhakti mark under the guidance of a teacher is easy to execute and get mukti in this body. It's very easy to execute and we can get mukti in this life. A doubt may arise whether guru is realized or not. Whether guru is realized or not. So it is said, guru also has a material body and will need material things to maintain it. He has also a body of Pancha Mahabhut and he needs food, water, shelter, clothing, everything he will need also. So how should we understand whether he is realized or not? Don't see the bodily symptoms of the teacher, see the spiritual symptoms. Don't see the outer garments. Ravan also became sadhu. So by seeing the outer garment, don't think that he is a Ram, he is a sadhu. Not by the outer garment. See the spiritual symptom. What is the spiritual symptom? If one is fully situated in the service of Lord, he should be understood to be liberated. If somebody is serving the society, that means what? He must have understood the truth that everybody is Vasudev only and I have to serve everybody. Serving others is also serving Lord. See? This is spiritual symptom. Outer garment may be whatever may be. Even if he is smoking, don't think that he is not a teacher. So what should we do? We should also become Nityadas. Nityadas. I am servant of the Lord. 100% engaged in the service of the Lord. That is what Bhagavad Gita also says. Bhagavad Gita says same thing. Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatma chetasa. Sarvani karmani, all the actions. You worship me with your actions. For his happiness. Do it. That is the advice. Asthitena means, Mother, I have given you instruction. You have rightly understood who am I. You have told me that I am Vishnu avatar, source of the whole universe. You have rightly said I am Param Brahma. Asthitena, but whatever instruction I have given you, you have to do. Asthitena, you have to follow. Kapil Bhagwan didn't touch his mother, realized. You are liberated. No. You have to follow this practice, whatever I have given. You are not exempt. You are not exempt. You have to do. In Bhagavad Gita also you find Arjun is the friend of Lord Krishna for many, many years. They were together. But he never gave him the gyan. Or even after giving the gyan in chapter 2, he said, you have to do karma yoga, fight this war in this way. What does this mean? It means each person has to do his or her sadhana. You have to do. Don't think somebody will give you your proxy. Or engage a pandit. Panditji, aap aaiye, every day you come, I will give you $100 per day, 15 hours into 6. 6 hours you will sit and you will do the naam jap. And whole thing will be credited to me because I am paying you. You cannot get by proxy. We have to do that naam jap. We have to remember. We have to bow down. We have to surrender to Lord.
Shraddhatsvai tanmatam mayam justam yad brahmavadivihi yena mama vayam yaya mrittu mrichanti atadvidaha.
Shraddhatsva, you may be rest assured, etan matam, this instruction, this mata, whatever instruction, whatever direction I have given, mayam, by me, justam, justam is followed. If you follow whatever instruction I have given, justam, yad brahmavadi vi, brahmavadi, they also follow these instructions. In Advaita Vedanta, we also follow the same instruction. It's very, very scientific instruction. Yena, by which, mam abhayam, mam, to me, abhayam, without fear, you will reach me. Yaya, yaya means you will reach. If you follow, you will reach me. Mrityu rachati atadvidha, those who don't follow. Atadvidha, those who don't follow my hand, they will attain mrityu. If you follow, you will attain me. You will attain Supreme Brahman, Bhagwan, Paramatma. If you don't follow, you will be in the cycle of birth and death. Very simple, you have to follow. So having have faith in this doctrine of mine, which is followed even by the exponents of the Veda, so that you may attain birthless state. Birthless state, you become Brahman. Brahman is birthless and deathless. So once we become Brahman, no more death and no more birth. Those who are ignorant of this go through process of birth and death again and again. Those who don't realize Brahman, those who don't do sadhana, those who don't reach Paramatma in this life, they will continue to in the cycle of birth and death. So anatma gives us sorrow and anxiety. Anatma gives us sorrow and anxiety. What is anatma? In BMI chart, anatma is vasana, BMI, PFT and OET. Vasana is the causal body. B is gross body. Mind, intellect and PFT is ego. This is subtle body. Objects, emotion and thoughts are world. Object, emotions and thoughts combined together, this is jagat. So in BMI chart we point two things. One is anatma and om is atma. What is anatma? Starting from B, BMI, PFT, OET is all anatma. And om is atma. Two things are there. So these two things are with us, both. Anatma and atma, both is with us. Now, we have to find out who is giving me sorrow. Is atma giving us sorrow or anatma giving sorrow? Only two things are there. So we'll find that it is the anatma which is giving us sorrow. My body is giving me sorrow, my mind, we experience sorrow in our mind, and ahankar is there. So anatma is giving us sorrow. Atma can never give you sorrow. Acha. If I want to reach atman, where there is no sorrow, what I have to do? Kapil Bhagavan says, do bhakti. Very simple. Do bhakti. What is bhakti? Remember Bhagavan continuously, always. You become nitya das. Always remember, I am the servant of Lord, day and night, everything for Lord. Continuously remember. So what will happen? It will take us to Lord. Who will take us to Lord? Bhakti will take us to Lord. When bhakti takes us to the Lord, what will happen? Now I am attached to Paramatma or Brahman or Atman. When I am attached to Paramatma, Atman, then I am detached from Anatma. Science, very simple science. When I am remembering Lord, doing bhakti, I get attached to Anatma. No. Everybody is saying, no. If I am doing bhakti, I don't get attached to anatma. I get attached to atma. So when I get attached to atma, I will get ananda. I will not get sorrow. Why? Because now I am attached with the paramatma. Paramatma will give me sukh. I have distanced myself from anatma, therefore no sorrow. So bhakta has got no sorrow. See? Bhakta don't feel any sorrow. Therefore, follow the path of Bhagavan Kapil. Do bhakti and easily get liberated. So you have to read again from chapter 25 to 32. We have discussed in detail. And it is easy path. Then what happened after that?
Maitreya yuvacha iti pradarsha bhagavan satim tamatmano gatim swamatra brahmavadinya kapilo nu mato yayo.
Iti thus pradarsha, after instructing bhagavan satim, that bhagavan, worshipful bhagavan, tam atmano gatim. Now Mahatmano got him. He went away. That path of self-realization, yayo means he left. That self-realization path which Bhagavan said, swamatra, brahmavadinya, swamatra from his mother, brahmavadinya, her mother told Kapil Bhagavan, you are Brahman. In her stuti she said, no, that you are Brahman, brahmavadinya, Kapilo Anumato Yayo. And Kapil Bhagavan took permission from his mother Yayo and went away. So Kapil Bhagavan, who gave the path of realization, took the permission from his mother and went. So having thus imparted knowledge of the truth to his mother, who addressed him as a Brahman, Kapil now departed from that place with the permission of his mother. So Jnanavatar Kapil Bhagavan gave Sankhya Darshan, which is full of bhakti to his mother, and through mother to all of us. It is all, whatever he said is written here. So if we follow, we will also get the result. So his purpose is over. He decided no more to stay with the family and left. We have to understand one thing. After Guru has imparted the knowledge, he will leave. Even if he is your son. Son knew that father has also left. Kardamar earlier has left. He didn't think twice, it is my duty to look after my mother. No. When we are doing our Vedanta course for 2 years, when the last date came that we have to leave, we didn't want to leave. Everybody wanted to stay in the ashram. No headache. It was peaceful state. You don't have to worry about noon tail and who will bring, who will cook, what is that. Everything is ready on the table. You eat and study. But we are told, no, you have to go. You have to leave this place. So Guru will not be with you always. But if you can't leave family as Bhagwan Kapil, it may so happen. It is said in Shastra that this Naam Jap is to be done in Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha and Sannyasasram. And you should do alone, you know. So do alone. But suppose if you are not able to do it, you want to stay. Like Devuti, she stayed back in her own home. We have to learn all these things. Devuti did not went to forest. Kapil Bhagavan left. Kardam left. But Devuti, she stayed back. So Devuti, since she stayed back, we also can stay back in our home and do the sadhana. And we can do the sadhana. And we'll get the result. Next.
Sa chapi tanayoktena yoga deshena yoga yog tasminasrama apire saraswatya samahita.
Sa means si, devuti. Chapi also tanayo uktena. Tanayo means son. Uktena said, whatever said by her son, Kapil Bhagavan, yoga desena, adesana, instruction of yoga, how to get united with the Lord, yoga ades, ades means instruction, yoga yukta, she started practicing, she engaged in herself in bhakti, yoga yukta, tasmin ashram, in that ashram only, she didn't go. She didn't leave. Tasmin ashram. She stayed in the same ashram. Apide Saraswatya. And that ashram was like a flower crown on that Saraswati river. Samahita. And fixed her mind in samadhi. So Devuti did not leave her home. This shows there is no need of leaving our own home also. We can do sadhana in home also. So seated in her ashram, which was like a diadem, a mukut of flowers on the river Saraswati, Devuti concentrated her mind on the Supreme Being as instructed by her son. Earlier we have seen, normally in the case of females, it is seen when it is when they are girls, children, they are taken care of by father. When married, by husband. And after the husband passed away or husband left, then it is the duty of son. But here we find all they did their work and they all went. And instructed what is to be done, you do, and you also get liberated. She could also left home, but she did not. She did not go to forest because it is unsafe, number one. And whatever ekant you get in the forest, you can get it at your home also. At home also you can get it. So she practiced bhakti as suggested by Kapil. Because of the practice of bhakti in ashram, ashram became like a mukut. Ashram, their atmosphere becomes so charged there. So much of vibration was in that ashram. It was like a mukut on Saraswati River.
अवीक्षणाय अवगाह कपिशान जटिलान कुटिलालकान आत्मानं च युग्र तपसा बिभ्रति चीरिनं कृशम.
अवीक्षण, अवीक्षण मतलब अगेन एंड अगेन. अवगाह, अवगामस टेकिंग बाथ. सो इन ए डे शी स्टार्टिंग टेकिंग बाथ सेवरल टाइम्स. व्हाट हैपेंड? Kapishan, Jatilan, Kutilal Khan. Kapishan, Jatilan. Kapilan, the hair became grey. Jatilan, matted. No more shampooing and all that thing, no. Jatilan. Kutilan, Kutilal Khan, curled hair. And Atmanam, her body, cha ugra tapsa, by severe tapas, austerity. Bibhrati became krisam. Krisam means thin. She became thin. And chirinam, her clothes were torn. Wearing torn clothes. So she began to bathe three times. It is said that if you start sadhana, then you have to take bath three times a day. And thus her curly black hair gradually became grey. Due to austerity tapas, her body gradually became thin and she wore old garment. So yogi, brahmachari, vanaprasthi and sannyasi, not grihastha, they are supposed to take bath three times a day. So Devuti, although daughter of King Manu and wife of Kardam, affluent by yogic power, still practiced tapas, which she learned from Kardam. And she became thin. Samahita, meditation, started meditation. In Bhagavad Gita also we find, yukta ahar viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu. If you start meditation, you have your ahar, vihar and everything should be yukta.
प्रजापते कर्दमस्य तपो योग विजृंभितं स्वगार्हस्थं अनौपम्यं प्रार्थं वैमानिकैरपि.
नो व्हाट सी डिड यू सी प्रजापते कर्दमस्य कर्दम प्रजापति तप योग विजृंभितं स्वगार्हस्थं स्वगार्हस्थं. You remember, he made an aerial palace, Kartam Bhagwan. how he made tapa and yoga. By his tapas and yogic power, he created all of a sudden an aerial mansion. And it was full of that, lot of paraphernalia, lot of things were in the house. Some description will come. Earlier we have seen in chapter 23, you will find the whole description of that aerial palace. Anaupamyam, unequaled. Anaupamyam. There are some properties which you will say, no, there is no upama, there is no parallel. Like Taj Mahal, there is no parallel all over the world. Similarly, this palace, there is no parallel. And Prathayam Vaimanika Rapi. Prathayam means invayable. Vaimanika, even the goddess. Even the Devi Devatas in the Swarg, they wanted that area. Itna achha makan. So she renounced her incomparable house. She renounced that also. She is staying there. Renounce means detached. Detached. Which had been enriched by the tap and yogic power of Kardam Prajapati and was envied and desired even by gods. We all know Kardam ji created by yogic power. He didn't ask, the architect, you come, I want like this, you make this like this. Yog power. He wanted there should be a palace like this, and it was done. And that aerial mansion was Kamagam. You have heard this word, Kamagam. Kamagam means sitting in that aerial mansion, you just have to say, take me to moon. It will travel from one planet to another planet. You know? Take me to Mangal. Planet Mangal, it will take you there. No fuel. It's not that the somebody has hacked your pipeline and you don't get gas on the east coast of USA. No, nothing like that. Just you have to think. We are just now started making cars which you have to feed in the computer. Okay, I want to go to Chinmay Mission Yamrutri. Feed it and the driverless car will take you. Still you have to feed. This was not even feeding. Only thinking. Mere ko yahan jana hai. Bas, ho gaya. And you remember, it was well decorated. And it was served by 1,000 young Gandharva girls. You remember? 1,000 Gandharva girls were serving in that aerial mansion.
Payafena nivasaya danta rukma parichadaha asanani chahe mani susparsha yastaranani cha.
Paya means the milk. Fena nibha. Fena means the foam. In the milk there is a foam, that also is white. And nibha means is resembling. The decoration inside like milk white. What are those things? Saya, beds. Danta. Danta means
hathi.
To hathi ka dant. Bed made of that ivory. Hathi ka. Rukma parichada and covered by gold. Many places you will find the ivory is covered by the gold. Parichada. Asanani. Asana, chairs and benches, whatever the chairs and benches in the house. Chahemani made of gold. Made of gold. Suspasa, very soft to touch. Asana, seats, your bed. Astaranani. Astaranani meant the cushions. Cushions were the very soft. It's not that we are getting soft cushions. Long time back also, it was all like that. All white. All white. So the house was furnished with the beds of ivory, soft and white as the foam of milk, and adorned with gold, and the seat of the gold, provided with the cushion extremely soft to touch. Rarely you will find such house now. Some people use cutlery with gold plated. They will show the. Maybe some places somebody real gold cutlery may be using. Our Gurudev used to say people used to invite him to their home and say Maharaj chaliye, Gurudev chalo, you have to see my bathroom also. You know these taps are made of gold. Gurudev, this is gold. Gurudev, part to me, if it's gold. Well, I have to go and see their bathroom also. I visited one Maharaja of Kalahandi. I saw his all sofas are made of silver. Pelmets made of silver. Design. And those are valuable things. They can be, you can encash, you can sell it. But our furniture, we have to pay to take it away. Isn't it so? If you want to change our sofa, we have to pay. Isko leke jao bhai, purana leke jao. You don't have to give me anything. I am paying you, take it away. See? And this mansion made of such a gold, ivory, and all these things were made. Next.
Swachha spatika kuddeshu maha marakateshu cha ratna pradipa abhanti lalana ratna sayutaha.
Some details of that aerial mansion is given. The more details are in chapter 23. Swachha. Swachha means pure. Spatik. Spatik means the crystal. Kudyesu. Kudyesu means the wall. Walls. Mahamarakatesu. Cha. Decorated with the emeralds. The walls decorated with the emeralds. Ratna pradipa. And jewel lamps. Lamps. We have no, sometimes we have the lamps and we have got the crystals, the glass thing beads. And we get some color also out of that because of the lamp. But this is all jewels hanging from there. Abhanti, and they are shining. Larna ratna sanyuta, and decorated. Achha, sometimes we decorate our home. Na? This is a doll from England, I brought it. Or this is from Switzerland, I brought it. Different type of dog. There it is, the lalna, the statue of woman. How is that? Ratna sanyuta, decorated with jewelry. Real jewelry, it's not artificial jewelry. So in the walls of that house, which were made of transparent crystal and precious emerald, shown lights of jewel borne by beautiful statues of women. The idea is the house was decorated with valuable things. And all such valuable things he renounced. He renounced everything.
Grihodhyanam kusumitei ramyam bauhamaradrumaihi kujata vihanga mithunam gayan matta madhuvratam.
Grihodhyan, household garden. In that aerial mansion there is also household garden also. Like we have a vegetable garden attached to our home. Or sometimes in tub also we make tomato. It is our vegetable garden. Grihodhyan. Kusumite, with the fruits and flowers. Everything is there. Ramyam, beautiful. And Bahu Amara Drumai, and many celestial trees. Bahu, what means many? Amar, celestial. Drumai, trees, all were there in that aerial mansion. Not only that, kujata bihanga, mithunam is the pair. Bihanga, pair of birds. Kujat, they are singing. Now in summer, we get bird singing here also in our Yamunotri. You also might be hearing your own division also. The birds are singing now. Acha, gayan, they are humming. Matta, intoxicate Madhubratam. Madhubratam, and bees are also there. So birds are there singing, chirping, and bees are also humming. How? Because they have taken the nectar of the flower and they are intoxicated and humming. So she also deserted the garden attached to her house. Usko bhi chhod diya. House and garden, all she renounced. The compound of the household was surrounded by beautiful gardens. Beautiful garden. Not one or two, many. Beautiful garden. With the sweet fragrant flowers and many trees which produced fresh fruit and were tall and beautiful. The attraction of such garden was the singing birds would sit on the trees and their charming voice as well as the humming sound of bees made the whole atmosphere pleasing. Can you imagine how attractive that aerial mansion was that? And all the Devi Devta, they also wanted to have that. But she renounced that also.
Yatra pravishtam atmanam vibhudhanuchara jaguhu vapyam utpalagandhinyam kardamena yupalalitam.
Yatra, where? Now she is trying to remember what did she enjoy in that house. Yatra, where? Pravishta, entered. Atmanam, unto her. Vibhudhanuchara, associations of the swarga, jagu, sang. I mean, when they were there with Kardam, Rishi, Vapya, in the pond. So Kardam and Devuti, whenever they entered into the pond, Utpalagandhya, the fragrant lotus, and the pond has got the lotus, and that lotus is fragrant. Kardamena Upalalitam, and Kardam, her husband, took great care of Devuti. And at that time, from Swarga, Gandharvas, they will sing songs, you know. This she all enjoyed in her Grihastasram. When Kardam was there, she is remembering. In this house, in this pond, when I used to come with husband, Kardam, and take dip there, at that time, music was played by Devta there, Gandharva. They played music there. So when she used to enter the pond in the garden, which was scented with the fragrance of lotuses, along with Kardam, who bestowed his loving attention on her, Gandharva and Kinnar sang her praises. That much of luxury she had already enjoyed everything. So this was the ideal relationship of husband and wife. Kardam gave all comforts to wife, but not attached. Kardam was also not attached. He left wife and went. And you remember that was the first, I told you, this is the conditional marriage. At the time of marriage, he told Manu, father of Devuti, that I will stay with her when a child is born. The first 9 girls came. Acha, we were wondering at that time, how can a lady can give 9 girls? Now today, recently, one lady has given 9. Nano couplets? No. So it is possible. Many people will doubt, how can Devuti give birth to 9 at a time? In Kali Yuga we also find it is there. Then after the birth of 9 daughters, Kardam wanted to leave her. She said, no, who will look after me? If you go away, I must get a son. It is your duty to protect me. You have married me. She said, okay. Then after that, Kapil Bhagwan was born. And when Kapil was born, he left.
Hmm. हित्वा तद् इप्सिततमम् अपि अखण्डलयोषिताम् किञ्चित् चकार वदनम् पुत्र विश्लेषणातुरा.
हित्वा हित्वा हैविंग गिवन अप. गिवन अप व्हाट? तत् तत् मीन्स द गृहस्थ. इप्सिततम् इट्स द मोस्ट डिजायरेबल. मोस्ट डिजायरेबल सच ए लग्जरियस हाउस. मोस्ट डिजायरेबल अपि अखंड लयोषिताम. अखंड लयोषिताम मीन द वाइफ्स ऑफ इंद्र. Wives of Indra, they wanted such accommodation. But she, hitwa, she gave up. Number one. Hitwa, giving up that house. Kinchit chakar badanam. Kinchit chakar badanam. She wore a sorry look. Sorry look on her face. Putra visalesana atura. By the separation of her son. Kapil also left. So she has renounced her house, garden, and everything. And here the son has also left. Therefore, on her face, kinchit chakar badanam, there was a sorry look on her face. Devuti. So while leaving that garden which was most eagerly sought after even by the spouses of Indra, Devuti did wear a desolate look on her face, afflicted as she was at the separation from her son. So Devuti gave away or renounced her all property. She was not Swarupa. But when her son left, she became Swarupa. Now a question comes. Was she attached to son? Was she attached to son? Answer is given in the next verse. But in Bhagavad Gita we find Rasvarjam rasa piyasya param drashtva nivartate. It is said this vasana, it will totally go away only when you see Paramatma. When you experience Brahman, then there will not be a little bit of vasana left. Rasa, varjam rasa api. Otherwise, likes and dislikes always remains. Little bit of likes and dislikes will always remain. But that likes and dislikes will also go away. Totally, 100% will go away if we meet Paramatma, if we see Paramatma, or we become one with the Brahman, then it will go away. If that be so, Devuti saw Kapil Bhagavan, then why is he sorrowful? Why is he sorrowful? Next verse will give us the answer for that. Why was he sorrowful?
वनं पब्रजिते पत्यो अपत्य विरहातुरा ज्ञात तत्व अपि अभूत नष्टे वत्से गौरीव वत्सला.
वनं प्रब्रजेत. वनं फॉरेस्ट. प्रब्रजिते मीन्स पति. हस्बैंड आल्सो लेफ्ट. देन पति अवपत्य. पति हस्बैंड अवपत्य सन. Viraha Atura, she was very sorrowful. Because both of them have left. Pati also left, husband also left, and the son also left, Atura. Jyata Tattva, knowing the truth, Api, now she knows the truth also, that he was Kapil Bhagavan and he, none other than Brahman and all that, everything she knows. She has heard everything. Api, Bhunnashte vasse gauriva vasala. She became, like as a beautiful example is given, when calf is taken away from a cow, the cow becomes very, very, very disturbed, you know. The calf is very affectionate to cow. When the calf is taken away, then you will see that she is very restless. Same way, perhaps she also became like that because her son has left. So the separation from her son, following on the heel of the departure of the husband, who became sannyasi. Kartam became sannyasi. He said, I am going and I will stay in forest. Plunged Devuti into grief. In spite of her spiritual knowledge, just as a cow is afflicted when the offspring is removed from her. Why was she sorrowful? She was sorrowful because Kapil Bhagwan left. Bhagwan left. Not Kapil's son. It was Bhagwan. A bhakta becomes sorrowful when Bhagwan. So there was a supreme love for the Lord. The sorrow was for the detachment with Bhagwan. Not for the detachment of the son. She knew that he is Vishnu, he is Param Brahma, he is Paramatma. She knew that because she did the stuti. In stuti, she said all these things, that you are Param Brahma, you are Paramatma. So sorrow for the detachment with the Bhagwan. So this will bring spiritual growth, you know. This will bring spiritual growth, not degradation in the spiritual. It is not badha. Like in the Bhakti, Narad Bhakti Sutra, it is said, even if he, for one moment, if he forgets Bhagwan, he becomes very restless.
Param Vyakulta.
Now she is also facing the same thing. So she is remembering more. Now she is not remembering son Kapil. She is remembering Kapil Bhagwan. Kapil Bhagwan. See, he was here. Now he has left. So continuously thinking of Kapil Bhagwan. What will happen with that? There will be spiritual growth. It's not so. If we take the name of the Lord, our growth, spiritual growth will be more. Is it not so? But she is also starting Kapil Bhagwan. She is not remembering worldly son. She is remembering Kapil Bhagwan. This will help her in her spiritual sadhana. This will help her.
Tameva dhayati devam apatyam kapilam harim babuva chirato vatsa nisprihata drishi grihi.
Tam eva upon him certainly dhyayati, meditating devam apatyam is a divine son. Apatyam son. Kapil was the son of Devuti, but Devata. So she started meditating on the son. Kapilam, who is that Kapilam? Harim, he is Hari. Babhuva, she became. Acharito means very soon. Vatsa means the dialogue is between Maitri and Vidur. Remember, whenever it was the dialogue between Maitri and Vidur, asked question about the Manu and his wants. And answer was given by Maitriya. So Maitri is Guru, Vidur is Sishya. Maitri is saying to Vidur, Vatsa. Vatsa means Sishya. Sishya. Nispriha, unattached, tadrishe grihe, to such a home. So fixing her thought exclusively on her son, Kapil Bhagwan, who was no other than Hari. So she started meditating not on Kapil, son Kapil. She started meditating on Kapil Bhagwan, who is none other than Hari. She soon grew indifferent to such a house, that aerial mansion. Once you, by bhakti marg, earlier I was discussing, bhakti marg, you attach to Atman or Paramatman, what will happen? Anatma, you are detached. So Devuti continued to think exclusively of Kapil Bhagwan. her own son, who was none other than Hari. So a bhakta can enter the abode of Bhagwan by continuously remembering Bhagwan. After that, bhakta comes to know Bhagwan tattvatah. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, antakale je mama. Antakale, if you remember Bhagwan, you reach Bhagwan only. And bhaktya mama abhijanati. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, bhaktya mama abhijanati. Bhavai bhakti, you will come to know. When you come to know, I will tell you, who am I? A Ram bhakta will go to Saket, Vishnu bhakta will go to Golok. There they will get knowledge. By bhakti you reach there, and after that you come to know, who is he? Ultimately, knowledge is required. Dadami buddhi yogam to bhakta, Bhagwan gives the knowledge also. And how Bhagwan gives knowledge? Bhagwan can give knowledge two ways. Bhagwan is seated inside, he can give from inside also, he can tell. You will come to know, oh, yes, okay. Or he will send a guru in your life, he will go and tell you. And many times I have told you about the Totapuri. Bhagwan decides. In Bhagavad Gita, in the chapter 18, we find Tato Mam Tattvata Gyatva Vichate Tadantaram. Mam Tattvata Gyatva. Once you come to know Tattvata, who am I? Then after that, you reside with me, you become one with me. Vichate, you stay there. After that, so by bhakti also we can reach Paramatma and know Paramatma tattvatah, essence. That there is no difference between bhakta and Bhagwan. If you remove the conditioning, upadhi of Bhagwan and upadhi of bhakta, it is the same consciousness everywhere, same Atman everywhere. Same Atman in all beings, not human beings. Same Atman in all beings. Why? Only sentient? No. In inert also, existence is there. It is the one and same everywhere. Therefore it is said, there is Brahman and Brahman alone. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Sab kuch Vasudeva hai, aur kuch nahi hai. Sab kuch Vasudeva hai.
Om Shanti 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 Hi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.